Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Hey, welcome to Monday Show, Morning Studio.
Morning!
So the get to know you question is, and you'll have a second to think about it, what makes you most uncomfortable? Now, do with it what you may, but what makes you most uncomfortable? When you look up, I know you'll have your answer. I'll start. If I'm watching a movie or a TV show, and there is a dog at risk of being shot. I was watching, Mike, what's it called?
Fallout
on Amazon, one of many. And there's a dog at part of the show. He's running along. And the dog, things happen to the dog. And I'm always like, oh, don't care about the humans. It makes me uncomfortable that the dog is even there. I wish somebody put the, I love dogs so much, I don't even want them in the movie or the TV show. And there are a lot of those. The movie with Will Smith. Back in the day, the one where he's like fighting the end of the world. I Am Legend. The dog. So it makes me uncomfortable when dogs have, there's a chance it could be killed or shot or hurt in a TV show or a movie, because it's all I think about. Amy.
It's weird. My brain went a completely different direction.
Absolutely.
With
go
this.
Ahead.
And I'm most uncomfortable when I have to pee.
I know when Amy
That's
has
true.
To, no, not always when she has, but when it gets bad, she starts rubbing her thighs. And I know, okay.
It's
Amy,
like a sensory thing.
Go to
of
the
like
bathroom.
Distract myself.
That's her tell. I used to play a lot of poker, but that's her tell. That means she has to pee. So yours is a physical.
Yeah, yeah. It's the worst feeling.
Okay. Eddie.
I'm uncomfortable when a bunch of kids want to come talk to me. Like, kids that I don't know. You know, like, say, like, I'm at a pool and these kids swim up and they're like, hey, mister. And I'm like, I'm uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to be around kids that don't know.
So you're at the pool with your kids.
Yeah.
Why do they
but
talk to
you're uncomfortable
to you?
When a bunch of kids come up to have a conversation. Why would they?
I don't know, dude. Like, I've been in places where kids are just like, cool, I like your shoes. I'm like, cool, thank you. Walk away now.
Lunchbox.
I hate it when women discuss that time of the month. Don't want to hear about it.
Still, even after being married.
Yeah, even when my wife's like, oh, and I'm like, ah, yeah, don't want to hear it. You deal with that on your own.
That's interesting.
I mean,
that's uncomfortable.
I think there was a time when I was uncomfortable with that. I think ages 20, like 25.
Yeah.
What's so bad about it? It's their, like, just
no,
we
life.
Don't have it.
Yeah, it's just not.
Yeah, but if y'all had it, we'd be hearing about it all
I'd
the time.
I'd written a book about it by now.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear about it. Don't need to know. Don't need any of that. Just like, hey,
yeah,
you take care of that.
That,
weird.
I mean,
but that's his.
I know it is. It just,
I can go to the store and buy it. No problem. I don't even feel weird. It's not, it's just normal.
No.
If I need to go.
You can't buy it.
You wouldn't do that?
No. No.
If your wife.
Nah.
What would you do then?
She can figure it out.
Okay, no.
You wouldn't even go at
no,
all.
No.
It's probably a hot button for me because my ex-husband couldn't talk about it or
See?
Help with it
what?
Or do anything. And it was the most bizarre. Like, it impacted our relationship at times because I just couldn't be my self.
That's why you got divorced, I heard.
No. Oh. It's not why, but he knows that it was a sore spot. Like, it was ridiculous. And now we have a daughter, and he's grown a lot, I will say. And now that we're not together, he's suddenly like, you know, I'm really trying to embrace. I'm really trying to embrace it and talk with her about it. And
good for him, huh?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Glad you guys are here. Thank you very much. We got a big show today. Cole Swindell stopping by in the next hour. Got engaged. Wonder if he talks about that yet.
Periods?
I mean, I wasn't going to just yell that word.
Yeah, we weren't going to do that.
What you just made Lunchbox uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yep. He's now rubbing his thighs. He needs to leave. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been invited to a destination wedding. It's in Hawaii. But I don't know what the proper protocol is for these things. I've been asked to be one of the groomsmen, but it doesn't make sense to go all that way just for a wedding. So my girlfriend and I are going to make a vacation out of it. My question is, since the wedding is technically why we're there, how much time should I set aside for the actual wedding, build-up, ceremony? How much of the time can be our time? I want to live up to my responsibilities, but if I'm being honest, it's more about a nice Hawaiian vacation. What's the proper and respectful time balance on these things? Signed, Destination Wedding Dan. Good question. Destination weddings, they're terrible. Unless they're very, very small. I know you had one, Eddie.
I did, in Hawaii.
Yeah, but people that have them and then expect a lot of people to come, or even mid, I feel like that's, I don't like, that's tough.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to pay for it all.
What we did is we got married in Hawaii. It was just the immediate family, brothers, sisters, and that's
I'm not talking about you. You had a very small one.
No, I'm just saying, and then we came back and we had a big party for everyone.
Because people feel pressured that they have to go to a wedding, so spend money they don't maybe don't have.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for that type of situation. Doesn't sound like that's the case. I think you will hear in the invitation, or you can ask, hey, what's up? When do we need to be there? That's the front side.
Yeah.
And then the wedding happens, and there's probably that night. And then you're free and clear.
That's it.
There's nothing the next day. It's always pre. So I would make sure you schedule your vacation on the back, like have it start when the wedding's over.
Yep.
That way it's not interrupted by like, oh, you're already out here? Can you help me do this? Oh, that spoil it all. Try to plan your wedding after, wait, your vacation after the wedding.
Right. That's the smart move.
Because then you know when everybody's expected to be there, because the other groomsmen don't have the same like criteria, protocol. You know when it's over, that night it's over, everybody goes home, you stay in Hawaii. That's the easy way to do it.
Yeah, that's what my family did. Like once the wedding happened, the next day we flew out to go to a different island for our honeymoon, and then they stayed, had a great time for about 3 days, and then they left.
What if they got there early though? Would you ask them for help on stuff?
Well, yeah, because you know you got to do the rehearsal dinner, and then you do all that. So, yeah, I would.
All that's okay as long as it's stated.
I wouldn't make any plans before the wedding because you don't know what they're planning on doing.
Or if you do, don't even tell them you're going out there.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do that, we're still in West Virginia. I swear to God, I just saw you at Costco.
I hear waves.
No.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
You name the 90s movie. All three of these actors are in, okay? There's only one movie that all three of these actors have been in the 90s. Name the movie. For example, if I said Leo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, and Billy Zane, that would be
Titanic.
Titanic, 1997 was that movie.
Great movie.
If I were to say Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Robin Williams.
Good Will Hunting.
Correct. You have five of these. Here we go. Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman, Will Smith.
Yep, let's scratch out what started.
What 90s movie are those three actors in? Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman, Meg Ryan.
Wait, what?
Oh, sorry, wait. I'm really screwing this up. There's two Bill Pullmans in a row here. Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman, Will Smith.
I'm in.
Jeff Goldblum,
Bill Pullman, Will Smith.
All right, we're going to go with that one. We're going to change it up.
All right. Amy?
Men in Black.
Lunchbox?
Independence Day.
Eddie?
Men in Black.
It's Independence Day.
Dang it.
Yes!
Oh, that's right.
I just don't remember that Goldblum guy.
Goldblum was like the friend of the president or something.
Or
like
the president.
No, I mean,
he always played like a president.
He was a smart guy. He was a scientist.
Yeah, he was president. Number two. Bill Pullman. Tom Hanks. Meg Ryan. What 90s movie are all three of those in?
In for the win.
I'm in.
Lunchbox, you got the lead. I'll go to you first.
You've Got Mail.
Incorrect. Amy.
You've Got Mail.
Incorrect. Eddie.
Well, You've Got Mail.
Incorrect. Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Didn't even think. I just heard Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks. Didn't even.
Next up.
God. I was thinking.
Carrie Ann Moss. Lawrence Fishburne. Keanu Reeves.
In for the win.
Lunchbox?
One of the worst movies of all time, Matrix.
Amy?
Matrix.
Eddie?
The Matrix.
Good job, good job. Two more to go. Lunchbox has a big lead of one. Dennis Hopper. Sandra Bullock. Keanu Reeves.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox.
Speed.
Eddie.
Speed.
Amy.
Speed.
Correct.
That may be good.
Yeah, for like corny ones. Okay. I liked it though. Speed 2 is bad.
But Speed 1's good?
Yeah, it's like, okay, we saw this.
We're still speeding?
Yeah, we're still what's doing. Next up. This is the final one. If he, Lunchbox gets it, he wins.
Oh.
Rosie Perez. Wesley Snipes. Woody Harrelson.
You don't need to go to them. It's over.
Well, I'd like to let them play, though.
Oh, man.
Eddie?
White Man Can't Jump.
Amy?
White Man Can't Jump.
What?
What?
What'd you say?
White Man Can't
what?
Jump. Am I saying it wrong?
Say it again.
Yeah.
White Man.
White Man? What's White Man Can't Jump?
Oh, really?
White Man Can't Jump.
Yes. Interesting.
What's his name?
White That'd be called That White Man Can't Jump, but White Men Can't Jump. White Lunchbox?
Can't jump. White Men Can't
That's
Jump.
That's correct. Winner, Lunchbox!
I won the first one.
Okay, we're going to go sudden death. Amy, you're out. We're going to have a grand champion.
Yes.
It's only one. Oh. We do a speed round.
Okay.
Buzz in. Whomever gets this one right will be grand champion.
All right.
Here we go. Morgan Freeman.
Lunchbox. Shawshank Redemption. Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I took you out of your own movie. Your favorite movie.
I didn't make the movie.
Yeah, that's your favorite movie, and I took you out on it. Shawshank Redemption. Get busy living or get busy dying. Get busy winning or get busy losing.
That
you
is...
You got busy losing.
Incorrect.
Loser.
Eddie, you have to still get it. We have to still get it. You can hear the other two. Kevin Spacey, Brad Pitt. You have Morgan Freeman.
Go.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey, Brad Pitt.
Is that... What's in the box? What's in the box? Go with 7.
The answer is 7.
Yeah! Yeah! Get busy winning or get busy losing. I beat you at your own joke.
Eddie, congratulations.
Thank you, man.
You're the grand champion.
Lunchbox, you want to say anything?
Man.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week, the Cleveland Monsters were having their hockey game. The crowd's going crazy. The seconds are ticking down when someone, whack, shoots a puck. Deflected. Goes flying over the glass. Like a missile heading straight for a four-year-old's head. And this dude, Andrew, was sitting next to the four-year-old. Didn't know the kid. But just, hurrah, stuck his arm out and blocked the puck right in front of the kid's head. Saved his life. And they take some selfies and he leaves. And the mom is like, whoa. Like, we should have done something more for this guy. So she gets on TikTok. It's like, hey, guys, I need to get a hold of this guy. He saved my son's life. TikTok reunited him. They had a reunion. And here's Andrew talking about being a hero.
I saw it soaring on through, and my first instincts was just to cover up. I had a couple other kids sitting behind me as well, so I just tried jumping in front of it and was able to deflect off my hand and luckily go over top of him and fall behind him.
Yeah, I would have hit under the seat.
Yeah, same.
You would have?
There are lots of small children here. Ah, get under the seat. Hide from the puck. Yeah.
He took the puck for the kids.
May have been trying to catch it.
I mean, it's not a pop fly, dude.
If I were going to cover it, though, I'd try to lay me in the back or the shoulder or something.
Yeah, I think I'd put my back there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But he put his arm out. Maybe he's trying to... it could have just straight been reaction.
Do you ever see the video of the dad who's got a baby and the baby Bjorn and a beer, and then he saves the lady from getting hit by a ball? Baseball is awesome.
I bet it was just a reaction, right? I mean, this guy has a reaction to just stick it out and stop from getting
hit. Yeah, probably.
That's a great story. Hey, good for Twitter for doing something good. No.
TikTok.
And the four-year-old got the puck.
Yeah, Twitter still done nothing good.
Yeah.
Well, and the four-year-old got the puck?
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Maybe you've never tried therapy. Maybe you felt like, I don't know, therapy's not for me because I don't know anything about it. Like, I felt that because that's how I felt too. I just kind of stumbled into it once. And I was like, let me see what this is all about. And I can tell you that for me, as someone who, you know, if it's trust issues, if it's whatever trauma that we have, that we've lived through, that we're here now, like sometimes we just have to identify that. And it starts to explain why we react to certain things the way we do. Therapy's awesome for that. And it could be your social battery. Maybe you're exhausted. Maybe you need to recharge. Maybe it's a bit of self-awareness that you need. Again, for me, therapy has been a game changer. So I'm going to tell you, I love therapy. It is hard, but it is worth it. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. You fill out this brief questionnaire. You'll get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you've never done therapy, or if you have, it's amazing because of how easy it is to do. Just turn your camera on or don't. There's also a messaging option there. You know, find your sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Bobby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Bobby.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Riley Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Riley Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Cole Swindell.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good to be here.
Yeah, always good to see you in this setting. So a couple questions I want to ask you that have nothing to do with your career. Cool?
All right, cool.
Okay, cool. Because I know you're getting married. It's all cool. Love it. You look happy. All that. I just went through that.
Yeah.
So like a few years ago. So it's awesome to see because you and I talked about that so many times.
Absolutely.
On this show. For both of us.
I know. You literally, I was sitting right there when you said you got to make it happen. It's not just going to happen.
So. And I don't think you, and I think, who knows what I know, but I don't think like you forced anything. I think it came and you were actually open to it, which was the hardest thing to do.
Yeah. So. It's hard to believe it happened at the time it did. And it was just perfect timing.
How involved are you in the wedding planning process?
Just saying yes, okay, whatever. That's she's doing a lot of it, but
where I got into trouble, Where I got into trouble was I didn't present my availability. I was just like, well, you're doing it all,
right?
What I should have done, and my advice to you, because I just went through this, and we're both, you know, we're not 22.
No,
we're both established.
Yep.
It would be just to say, hey, whenever you need me to do anything, I'm happy to go anywhere with you.
Right.
I didn't really do that.
Yeah, that's probably we're right in the middle of it now, and you know I'm there to help when I can, but I know this is her day.
You.
And
yeah, no, I hear you though, but I'm just saying, if she never uses that, it's just like, hey, I would, when you need me, I would let me know.
Yeah,
because then it can never be used against you that you had nothing to do with it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good advice.
How did you propose?
we were heading to the ACMs last year, and I on the way out of town where the video shoot for Some Habits is kind of, that was like our first date kind of deal, and just dawned on me. I was like, I wanted to do it in Texas, but I just thought on the way out of town we'd stop by where we did the video shoot. So that's where I did it, on that little dirt road. We shot the video. And
did you record it? Did you have to record it?
Yeah. I had my camera guy out there. So there's clips of it. We hadn't really released a lot of it. But
was he hiding in the woods?
Yeah. It's somewhere in the field out
there.
That's
weird. Yeah, yeah.
It was, man, that's the most nervous I've probably ever been in my life other than talking to her dad. So.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking to ask, even though you know the answer. It's probably,
right, absolutely.
Because the same way, like, I was nervous, but I felt like she was going to say yes.
Yeah, but I mean, you're just there, and at one point I kept repeating myself. I was like, just ask her. This is getting out of hand here.
How'd the dad talk go?
It was fine, you know.
Person or phone?
What's that? In person, yeah, at her house she grew up in, and that was definitely more nerve-wracking than asking her to marry me, just because I can't imagine being a dad and having a daughter, and I don't know that I would think anybody's good enough for, you know. So, and he reminds me a lot of my dad. He's just a great guy, and her whole family. I mean, I think, you know, losing both your parents so young to have a second chance at, you know, a family like that. And I still have my brothers and some uncles and aunts and stuff, but they are just, I mean, I don't know, it just reminds me of my family, and that's a big part of, you know, the whole deal, getting to, you marry into a family like that. And I just think it's just been a blessing.
That's cool that you say that. I don't, you know, have a mom or a dad. And so, but her parents, my wife's parents, my in-laws, they're awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big deal. That's a big part of it, I feel like. And it just, they've taken me in, and it's like a, literally like a second chance at having something like that. So
I said on the air the last couple weeks, like, I never thought I would really love them. I thought they'd be my wife's parents.
Right.
And I'd be like, I'd always,
exactly.
So, like, I love them.
Well, you hear stories. I know it's like, it could be a nightmare, but
that's
that
what
is
I
not.
Say.
That's, we're, yeah, we're lucky then, because that is, they're great people.
Did she know you were going to propose?
I mean, I think she had a clue, but she thought I was going to do it somewhere else. We love Pinewood Social. That was one of our first, like, coffee spots and stuff. So she thought I was going to do it there. But I think when she saw me, you know, wearing something on the bus that I probably wouldn't normally
wear. When he's in a tux.
No, not.
And he's practicing a song called I'm Proposing Today. Yeah.
So, I mean, I she didn't know where I was going to do it or whatever, but I think, obviously, I mean, she, I had to let her know you can't just surprise somebody like that and her not be
like her
ready.
Nails. Like,
right, yeah, oh, yeah. They were done. Yeah, she had a clue, but I honestly thought she thought it was going to be in Texas anyway. So.
Okay, so you brought up ACMs going there.
Yep.
Again, this is just me asking you because I feel like I can,
yeah,
even if it's uncomfortable. Did you get heat for not thanking her and when you won? Because you just proposed and
did I not thank her?
No. I just wonder.
You already looked that up.
Did anything?
I didn't. I mean, those kind of moments, it's like the proposal. It's like I'm not used to that situation. You know, I haven't won many awards, so I mean, I'm sure I left a lot of people out. And
but no
I'm
heat
glad
from
I got
her.
To be up there.
No, like, well, you didn't even, nothing was said.
No, I'm sure she thought it. She didn't bring that up. She was letting me, I guess, have the moment. We got to enjoy it together, but now that you bring it up, I'm better apologize as soon as I get out of here.
It's just things I wonder because I...
Thanks, Bobby.
Like, I'm in a time machine like 2 years ahead of you, you know?
Yep.
Okay, one other question about this thing. RSVP. I never RSVP'd anything in my whole life. Like, I was like, who cares? RSVP. But when I was having a wedding... And people wouldn't. I'd be like, why aren't people telling me?
This is hilarious. No, I know exactly how you feel. I'm like, I'm not filling that out. I'm not dressed.
That's what I would do. Who cares?
Absolutely. And then when it's you, though, it's a little different. And just to get into that, the invitations and who, you only have so many people. And it's just like, I don't like hurting people's feelings. And this is going to be an issue probably. And that's just, we're doing a little small thing for the ceremony than having a reception. But it's already, I don't know, who do you... You can't send out enough invites. I feel like everybody deserves to be there that I know, but it's just tough. So.
And then the people that you pick to come when they don't RSVP, you're like, why did I even pick you then?
Yeah, exactly. I could have picked.
Yeah, I could have picked somebody that would have RSVP'd and clicked the steak or the chicken, and now I got to do both because you won't freaking answer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Those were the questions.
Dude, absolutely.
I've been waiting to ask you about personal.
I love talking about it. It used to make me uncomfortable because I didn't have much to talk about. So now it's, I don't know. I'm just happiest I've ever been and just, not just career-wise now. It's there's more to life than music, and I'm loving it.
So I'm going to play Forever to Me. It's a perfect way to get into that.
Yep.
So you wrote this with a couple guys, Graylin James and Rocky Block. It makes sense that this song I played after because of the situation, the excellent, wonderful situation you're in now with your life. But is that why you wrote it?
Yeah, we were. I wrote it before the national championship back in January. We were out there. I had a show the night before, and I was just telling Gator in there, we're about to go to bed, and they were talking about Courtney, and they were like, "We need to. Do you have a song, you know, like that for her?" And I was like, "I've written a couple, but nothing I think is good enough yet." And they were asking about her, and I said, "She's forever to me." And they both looked at each other, and just crazy. Usually I'm the one that catches something like that. Like, that needs to be the song. But I was just talking, and those sometimes that's how the best song starts. So we ended up writing it. Almost was, we were almost late to the game, and I told him I didn't care. We got to finish it. It just was, the lyrics were flowing, and it just felt special. So the fact I get to put it out and y'all are playing it, man, it's a different feeling when it's, you know, personal like this. Go
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Cole Swindell.
Hey, I want to do some Georgia trivia with you. Oh boy. At your home.
It is. Been a while.
Yeah, but it's still your home.
Absolutely.
My home's Arkansas. I always call it home, I dominate Arkansas trivia. Yeah. I just want to throw some Georgia at you. Georgia's state nickname.
Peach State.
Boom. What's he so worried about?
I was perfect. It's embarrassing if I don't know it. I'm going to miss one. Come on.
What's the capital of Georgia?
Atlanta.
Boom. 2 for 2.
Wow.
There's only 6. What famous beverage was invented in Atlanta in 1886?
Coca-Cola.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Come on. What river forms part of the eastern boundary of Georgia?
Ugh.
He's struggling here.
A hoopie. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is a golf club.
I was thinking golf.
Sorry. But it is the Savannah River.
Savannah. I should have known. I was born in Savannah. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I know. Man. Just send him home. Out. He's out.
Let's go to a hoopie.
I feel like river questions are okay to miss.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. 2 left. Let's see how he does. What's the state tree of Georgia? I didn't even know this was a specific tree.
I wish it was a pine tree, but it isn't.
It's not just an oak. It's a live oak.
Live oak.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I would have thought Georgia pine.
See? Yeah.
No, that makes sense, but I don't even think I know the state tree of Arkansas.
Pine. But you don't have the same...
Dead oak. That's Arkansas.
Why does one tree get to be the tree?
But also, peaches come from trees, so could it be the peach tree?
I mean, Peach Tree City? I don't...
Live oak, also my nickname in college, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Okay, and finally, if you get this, I will give you $500 right here.
Let's go.
He's never going to get it, though. I don't know anybody that would know this unless you're, like, working for the state or, like, in politics. What is Georgia's state motto? Yeah.
That would be like...
millions of peaches.
So like with,
peaches for me. That would be a good one. Can we change it?
You'll know. This is impossible. It's impossible.
Tell me what it is because I was...
There's 3 words. Wisdom, justice, and blank. Wisdom, justice, and...
Truth.
That's a good guess.
Peaches for all.
Freedom. Peaches.
Moderation.
Moderation.
What does that even mean?
Dude, wisdom, who knows?
That was a, what?
The other sudden death one was what school was located in Athens, Georgia?
You know that one?
What school is located in Athens, Georgia? Yeah, it's a tough
University
one.
University of Georgia? Yeah, I was going to say Truett.
Who's your list of top 5 people you've never met that are still alive that you'd like to meet? Cole Swindell is here. We're putting him on the spot.
That's tough. You know, I've never met George Strait.
Boom. Wow.
Well, that's crazy.
That's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
I'd love to. Yeah. Tiger's one of them.
Tiger's number 2. Yeah.
Have you met Jordan?
I have. Just recently.
You met Michael Jordan? Did you play golf with him?
I didn't get to play golf, thank God. I don't have enough money to...
Shake his hand?
With him, but I did. Yeah, I got to hang out with him after a round and at his course at the Grove. What have you been down there? That's
how would I go? Cool. How would I go down there? Huh? How would I go down there? You and Cole and Kane Brown are the same. They're like, hey man, you've been down to Tiger's course. How would I? Or not Tiger, but
what
Michael's course.
Talking about like, you do more cool stuff than anybody I know.
It's all AI. I fake it. okay. Anybody else come to mind? Just give me one more. You haven't met.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
I'm trying to. It's tough.
In the sports world specifically, who would you like to meet? You ever met Dale Murphy?
I've not. I've spoken with him, and he sent me a jersey, but he was one of my heroes, him and Randy Travis growing up. Like, I don't know, two
Murphy's
different worlds, but
awesome. Chipper
Dale
Jones?
Was, Chipper, I know Chipper.
That's a buddy of yours, right?
Who else? I don't know. It's tough. I mean, not in the sports world, but Will Ferrell, I'd like to.
The Pope?
I've never met the Pope.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't want to meet me.
Exactly.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Cole Swindell.
You can check Call Out on the Win the Night Tour. And get tickets at coleswindell.com. And starting May 30th in Boston. And it runs in a lot of the cities that our show's in. And you're all over the place. You do a great live show. You know, I think people should go. So there, I said that.
Well, thank you.
I want people to know they should go. And go to coleswindell.com to see it. I have a couple more questions for you. Would you rather never have a number one again or the Braves never win a World Series again?
Ooh. Need my career to keep going, so I'm going to have to I can't say that either. Yeah. I'm gonna go, Braves got to win a World Series.
Okay, good. Careful. That's a good answer. Either yeah. That's just what you say because it's really not real.
No, that I'm going to the game this Sunday
Braves
night.
So, yeah, there you go. So here you are. It's like you're not the kid anymore. When we first met you, you were like the kid.
Yeah.
Now you're like a real adult. Like, is your songwriting, do you feel like it's a little more adult? Like, it's not so much just partying up? And
yeah, absolutely. No, and like I said, I'm just glad that I've had a chance to be around this long to kind of grow up in music with my writing and everything. And I think this phase of life I'm in, I'm getting to, like this next album, you know, I get sent songs. I'm like, that is a huge hit, I feel like. But I can't pull that off anymore. And I don't, that's not me anymore either. So it's just, I think this next album will be more.
When is the next album? I don't even know.
This year. I mean, probably, you know, later this year. But I'm excited from, obviously, 3 feet tall, Forever to Me. People were like, is this going to be all tear jerkers? Or I'm like, no, we're going to have some different stuff. But I just think it's, you have to be careful, you know, what you're singing. I want to believe it. And I want people to, you know, believe what I'm singing and what I'm writing. So it's just going to be different. I feel like a little more, hopefully, mature. And I'm just glad that I, you know, get to kind of tell my story through my songs now. So,
do you ever have any songs that you wrote and you regret you not recording songs that you wrote? Not just songs that you passed over because somebody, but like you wrote them and you're like, ah.
I mean, yeah, there's still some that, and I know it probably bothers the writers I wrote them with more than me. It's like, how do you not record that? And it's just, you know, there's no really reason. It's just maybe I didn't,
give me
it
one.
Didn't fit at the time.
Give me one. That you're like, you're so proud of it and you're like, man, I'm going to pass it on.
Oh my gosh.
Give me one.
I'm trying.
I mean, I can give you a couple that I think are good.
Well, tell me.
Like, I think the Billy Currington Summer Forever song.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. I think you would have sang that one. It would have been really good.
Right. And I mean, obviously, that other people have recorded, I think.
Roller Coaster
would have been. Luke, that was. But at that point, it was just. I couldn't believe that Luke was recording. I remember when he heard it. It just, yeah, that would be
probably my
number one.
I'm sure the writers, they were okay with that.
Me and Michael Carter, man, that was, we didn't even know what we were doing. I don't think Luke could believe it either, but that was, that's a special one. But honestly, I can't say I wish I would have recorded it because those songs that, before I got my record deal, kind of put my name out there and that ultimately landed me where I am, so.
Ray, if you give me a little bit of music, we're going to throw Cole under the bus one more game here. I just like it. It's fun. I can do it to him. Top 10 famous musicians from Georgia.
Oof.
Cole, top 10 famous musicians, any format from Georgia. How many can you get?
Top 10?
Let's go. Give me one. Give me one.
Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson is at number 4 correct. You're still alive.
Nice.
Now, when you miss one, you get shot with paintball, so just be ready.
Who's shooting me?
Yeah, you don't know where it's coming from. Go ahead. Famous
Otis Redding.
Musicians from, at number 2, Otis Redding.
Wow.
Great job.
Nice.
How'd you know that?
Well, he's from Georgia.
Ah, yeah. Makes sense.
Ray Charles?
Number 1, Ray Charles.
Georgia.
Ray and Otis, come on.
It's good, dude. There are 7 left. Top 10 famous musicians from Georgia.
Jason Aldean
did not make the list. That's strike 1. There are 3 strikes.
Shoot him.
There are 3 strikes in baseball. Oh, don't shoot. Put the gun away. Put the paintball gun away. All right, you got two strikes left. Go ahead. Yeah,
I should know this. I know.
You doing okay? Top 10 famous musicians, artists from Georgia. You got Ray Charles at 1, Otis Redding at 2, Alan Jackson at 4. I'd say think of your friends.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Is Luke Bryan on there?
Luke Bryan's at 5.
I mean,
good.
Cole, what on earth, man?
Jeez, man.
Dang, I'm sorry, Luke. Yeah. I just thought I was.
Yeah.
Like, go Aldean.
Ahead. There are no.
Is Trisha Yearwood on there?
There's no. Trisha Yearwood.
Should be.
Where's she from? I thought she was from Mississippi. That's Faith Hill. I'm getting Faith Hill.
Yeah,
okay.
Trisha's
from no, 2 strikes. Strike 2.
Shoot him.
All right.
No, 1 more, Eddie.
Not yet. Okay.
Oh.
2 of them are rappers.
Oh.
Oh.
Can I say Outkast?
Yeah. Andre 3000 from Outkast.
Boom.
T.I. on there?
No, T.I. did not make it, so shoot him.
All right. I'm out. Name him.
You have James Brown at number 3. Yeah.
Yeah, Augusta.
I know. Zach Brown at number 8. The other rapper was Ludacris at 9.
Luda.
You have Little Richard. And then you have at number 10. Oh, there is another country artist, Travis Tritt at 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang. Yep. Sorry.
Cole
Travis.
Wasn't on there?
No.
11. We didn't do top 11, though. We did top 11.
Aldean and Trisha, I'm
no,
good.
We didn't top 11. Dude, congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you all for having
new
me.
New song that's great. It looks like your personal life is getting extremely complicated in the most positive way, and that's what we're looking for, you know?
Well, thanks for the advice. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all next time.
Yeah. Oh, he's already out. Okay, well, all right.
See you, man.
All right, see you. Bye, Cole. There he is. Cole Swindell, everybody. Save the gift we're going to give him. He's out of here. There he is, Cole Swindell.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A dog got himself into a bit of a mess. So dogs chase animals. An animal comes out. It's in Alabama. Dog goes, I'd like to catch that raccoon. Animal runs in a cave. Dog runs in a cave. Dog gets stuck in the cave.
Oh, no.
So first responders heard that a dog was barking from inside the cave. They get there. They can't call and get him out. So it's getting dark. And they're like, this dog is either trapped in the cave or scared to come out of the cave. So they call the Huntsville Cave Rescue Unit. And they're volunteers, but they have expertise and they had the equipment. And they went down and got the dog and pulled him out of the cave.
Wow.
That's amazing that they did that. That poor dog probably scared to death.
I know, but dogs are so stubborn, like, to go into the cave to get the raccoon. Like, once they get their mind set on something, they're like, I'm going to get that raccoon.
But I don't think they know they're not going to be able to get out.
Correct. And then they're just like, uh-oh.
Yes. Or are they like, uh-oh? Or are they just like, this is my new life now?
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here in this cave.
I live here now. Yes. Great story. So, Huntsville Cave Rescue Unit, A+. Appreciate that. That's from inspiremore.com. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.